Today, I will give the last lesson on the topic of sex.
今日咧，我就会讲最后一次系关于性方面嘅。
Let us turn to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 10.
哥林多前书六章十节。
Do you not know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, idolaters, or adulterers, or effeminate, or homosexuals, nor thieves, the covetous, the drunkards, or nor revilers, nor swindlers shall inherit the kingdom of God.
我们从第九节开始读起。你们岂不知不义的人不能承受神的国吗？不要自欺，无论是淫乱的、拜偶像的、奸淫的、作恋童的、亲男色的、偷窃的、贪婪的、醉酒的、辱骂的、勒索的，都不能承受神的国。
Last Sunday, we learn from scripture like this one.
上个星期咧，我哋学过类似嘅经文。
We saw certain types of people will have no part in the kingdom of God.
我哋学过咧，某一些人咧系不能承受神嘅国嘅。
Among the examples given here are revilers.
在列表里面呢，其中一样呢就是辱骂的。
And after my preaching last Sunday, someone came to me with a question.
我上一个礼拜讲完道之后，有人走来问我。
The person said, in the past, I cursed people. Does it mean that I will be excluded from the kingdom of God?
他说，曾经呢，以前我试过辱骂人，那是不是这样做之后，我在神的国是没有份呢？
Perhaps you find it surprising that such people cannot enter God's kingdom.
或者你觉得好奇怪啊，呢一种人不能承受神嘅国。
So one of your questions is, I cursed people in the past. Does it mean that I will be excluded from the kingdom of God?
咁其中一条问题咧就系话，我以往咧曾经辱骂过人，咁我系咪因此咧就唔能够入天国咧
？I take your questions very seriously.
我非常认真地对待你的问题。
Today, I'd like to begin the lesson with an answer to your question.
今天开始的时候就想回答这个问题。
The answer is no.
答案就是不是的。
Yahweh wants to include people in his kingdom. He does not want to exclude.
Yahweh 神其实很想大家都入到天国，他不是想将你拒绝于门外。
Yahweh will not exclude a person from his kingdom over one.Or a number of isolated wrongful acts.
耶和神是不会因为你做错了一件事或者几件事就将你拒诸于门外的。
To the contrary,
相反,
he wants to help people become worthy of his kingdom.
他想帮助人去配得进入神的国。
As long as a person is willing to change, there is hope.
只要人是想改变的话就会有希望的。
In the final analysis,
说到底
We are excluded from God's kingdom if we choose to exclude God from our lives.
假如我们将神拒于门外的话，神就会将我们拒于门外了。
Because as a result of this, we will become selfish.
因为这样我们是会变得自私。
We'll become self-centered.
我们会变得自我中心。
And we'll hurt others.
我们会伤害别人。
Contaminating the universe.
还有会污染整个宇宙。
Your question reminds me of a teaching of Jesus.
你发出的问题呢，令我想起耶稣的教训。
Jesus said, Any sin shall be forgiven men, but whoever shall speak against the Holy Spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, either in this age or in the age to come.
咁耶稣呢，就讲过一番说话，就是讲你任何犯过的罪都可以得到赦免的，唯有一种罪是不能赦免，就是亵渎圣灵。
Only when we exclude God from our hearts, then we will be excluded from His kingdom.
即是说，当我们将神拒诸门外的时候，神都会将我们拒诸于门外。
1 Corinthians 6 verses 9 and 10 is not talking about an isolated wrongful act that will cause someone to be excluded from God's kingdom.
哥林多前书第六章第九至第十节就不是讲紧你犯了一次的错啊，咁就因此咧，神就唔让你进入天。
But rather, this is a description of a certain type of people.
其實呢度係描寫緊某一類型嘅人。
And today we want to take a closer look at which types of people will be excluded from God's kingdom.
而今日咧，我哋想睇邊一啲人係會被神拒諸門外咧。
Now let's turn to the book of Galatians chapter 5 one more time.
我哋翻去加拉太書第五章。
And today we'll read verse 21.
加拉太書第五章第廿一節。
By now, Galatians chapter 5 should be familiar to us.
我相信加拉太書第五章我哋都好熟啦。
Starting from verse 19 to 21, we see a list of sins.
從第十九節開始至到廿一節咧，我哋咧就睇到一連串嘅罪。
And today we will not repeat that list.
今日咧我哋就唔會重讀呢一個列表啦。
But let me read to you again verse 21.
但我想再讀嘅咧係廿一節。
Envying, drunkenness, carousing.And sins like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
第一節話嫉妒、醉酒、方言等類，我從前告訴你們，現在又告訴你們，行這樣事的人必不能承受神的國。
Notice the expression, those who practice such things.
請大家留意咧呢一句句子。行這樣事的人。
Now, whether you're reading the Chinese Bible or an English Bible, you're only reading a translation.
不論你是看著中文或者英文聖經，你只是看著一個翻譯本。
In the original Bible, it is a present participle that you see.
在聖經的原文，這個字其實是一個現在分詞。
What a present participle means is a kind of person who persistently practice such things.
現在分詞的意思咧，就係話講緊呢一個人咧，佢係不斷咁樣做緊這樣的事。
Not once, not 10 times, but persistently by habit, practice such things.
唔係做一次，唔係做幾次，而係習慣性嘅、經常性嘅去做。
So the people who will be excluded from God's kingdom are types of people who persistently, stubbornly.Practice these bad things.
所以不能承受神的国的人呢，就是一些不断啊、持续啊、习惯性地行这样事的人。
You almost sense habit, self-will, unwillingness to change.
你看到是有一种的习惯性和不愿意去改变的一种倾向。
Let's go on to read Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 and 8.
我们继续看下去，加拉太书第六章第七至八节。
Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh shall from the flesh reap corruption. Or the word should be destruction, as I said last week. But the one who sows to the Spirit shall from the Spirit reap eternal life.
第七節咁講，不要自欺，神是輕慢不得的。人种的是什么，收的也是什么。顺着情欲撒种的，必从情欲收败坏。败坏的原文的意思即是灭、毁灭、灭亡。顺着灵撒种的，必从灵收永生。
Verse 7 begins with the words, Do not be deceived.
第七节开始就说，不要自欺。
There must be a reason why the Bible says so.
聖經這樣說一定是有原因。
And the reason is, it is very easy to be deceived.
原因呢就是受欺騙是很容易的。
It is very easy to be deceived on the question of what type of people will be excluded, what type of people will be included.
在一個問題上面呢，我們是很容易受騙的。什麼問題呢？就是什麼人是不能進入天國，什麼人是可以進入天國呢？
We tend to deceive ourselves.
我哋咧係好容易自欺嘅。
It cannot be true, we say to ourselves.
我哋可能會同自己講咧，唔係真嘅啩。
People who commit very serious offences will be excluded from God's kingdom. Yes.
嗱，嗰啲咧犯咗好嚴重嘅罪嗰啲人咧，佢哋係會被神拒於門外嘅，係嘅，應該。
But just to be covetous.
淨係貪婪啫。
Just to revile, insult people.
只是辱罵、侮辱別人啫。
just to lack self-control.
淨係缺乏咗少少嘅自制。
No. This type of people will not be excluded from God's kingdom.
嗱，呢一類人唔會被神拒諸於門外啩。
That's deception.
嗱，呢啲咧就係自欺啦。
Because God's standard is different from human standard.
因為神嘅標準同人嘅標準係唔同嘅。
What about sexual immorality?
性方面嘅不道德嘅行為咧
？If people have sex outside of marriage, and for that reason will be excluded from God's kingdom, no, it cannot be.
假如一個人啊，任何婚外嘅性行為啊，呢一類人不能進入天國咩？唔係啩
？You say, oh, this cannot be.
咁你又話唔會嘅，咁樣唔會。
Why do you say to yourself such people will not be excluded from God's kingdom?
點解你會同自己講呢啲人係唔會被神拒諸於門外咧
？Because it cannot be. Because just too many people are doing it.
佢話冇可能㗎，因為咧好多人係咁做嘛。
Oh, so just because so many people are doing it.It is not possible that God would exclude so many people from His kingdom.
咁就係因為咧，太多人係咁做啦，神冇可能將所有咁多嘅人都拒諸門外啩。
For this kind of reason, the Bible says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked."
啊，呢一啲嘅藉口咧，聖經警告我哋咧，唔好自欺啊！神咧係輕慢不得嘅。
And then He says, "The following principle is unchanging."
跟住咧。聖經就繼續講啦，以下嘅原則咧係一個定律，係不變嘅。
So what is the unchanging principle that we see here?
咁一種不變嘅定律係乜嘢咧
？Whatever a man sows, this he will reap.
咁就係咧，人種什麼就會收什麼。
We Chinese people have a almost identical idiom in our language.
喺我哋中國語言咧，我哋有同一句嘅諺語。
If you sow seeds of melon, you will reap melon.If you sow seeds of beans, you will reap beans.
種瓜就得瓜，種豆得豆。
This is what I said last Sunday, a cause and effect.
呢個就係我上個禮拜所講嘅因果關係啊。
Everything we think and do has consequences.
我哋所作嘅每一件事都有後果嘅。
And this is an unchanging law in God's universe.
喺神嘅宇宙裏邊咧，呢一個就係一個不變嘅定律。
And then in verse 8, it says.The one who sows to the flesh will reap destruction. The one who sows to the spirit will reap eternal life.
第八節咧就話：信著情用十種的，必從情欲收敗壞，即係滅亡啦。信著靈十種的，就必從靈收永生。
Eternal life is the end result of a long time of living according to the spirit of God.
永生。就是一個人一直信著靈去殺種的結果來的。
In the same way, destruction is the end result of living for a long time according to the desires of the flesh.
同樣道理呢，不斷的信著情欲殺種的呢，它結果就是滅亡。
It is not a one time or five times sin that will exclude a person from God's kingdom.
不是說我們犯一次幾次呢我哋就不能進入天國。
It is dangerous and harmful to do one wrongful act.
嗱，去犯一次嘅罪或者一次嘅過錯咧，係好可怕的。
Some sin, some wrongful act has very serious consequences.
有啲錯事咧，係帶嚟好嚴重嘅後果嘅。
And if we commit a wrongful act 10 times, 20 times.The effect is even more serious.
但係，假如我哋重複嘅犯同一個錯事十次啊，好多次咧，嗰個後果就更加嚴重。
But because our Father in heaven is so kind and merciful, He will not exclude someone from His kingdom just because he or she has done wrong one or five times.
但係，因為我哋嘅天父咧係非常憐憫，佢唔會因我哋做咗同一件事一次幾次咧，就將我哋拒諸門外。
It is a stubborn, persistent practicing of a certain thing.
而是当一个人咧好顽固咁样不停咁样犯同一件嘅错。
Let us turn quickly to our next passage, Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 5.
我哋翻开以弗所书五章五节。
For this you know with certainty that no immoral or impure person or covetous man who is an idolater.Has an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God.
因为你们确实地知道，无论是淫乱的，是污秽的，是有贪心的，在基督和神的国里都是无份的。
So you see, in verse 5, a an expression very similar than the one we just saw in Galatians.
你看到5章5節, 他所說的說話, 跟剛才我們看的加拉太書有相似。
It is describing a certain type of person who will be excluded from God's kingdom.
是形容某一些人是会被神拒诸于门的。
It is not talking about 1 or 10 wrongful acts.
不是说犯了一次错,10次的错。
Let's read on to verse 6. Let no one deceive you with empty words.
我们继续看下去第六节。 不要被人虛浮的話欺哄。
Do you see something similar to Galatians 6?
你有沒有看到這句說話跟剛才加拉太書第六章相似?
Here again the Bible says, don't be deceived.
這裡一樣提醒我們,不要被欺哄。
People are going to use useless, empty words to deceive you.
有人會說一些虛浮的話來欺騙你。
Oh, so many people are doing it. The society has changed now.
譬如我們又想,其實很多人都是這樣,整個社會都在變了。
If you don't flow with the crowd, then you will be outdated.
如果你不跟著潮流去的時候,你就會過時了。
The Church of God must go with the time, so people say.
所以神的教會,很多人說,要跟著潮流去。
Yeah, in some areas, we should.
沒錯,有些地方我們是應該跟潮流的。
But when we talk about the unchanging laws of the universe, no thank you.
但當你講到宇宙不變的定律,那就不可以妥協了。
I am stubborn because I know we will reap what we sow.
我在這點上很堅持,因為我們種什麼就收什麼。
And verse 6 continues, No one deceive you with empty words. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience.
继续看下第六节,这里说,不要被人虚浮的话欺哄,因这些事神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子。
So the Bible tells us, on the one hand, our Father in heaven is very kind, very merciful. On the other hand, when the time comes, his anger will be more intense than the angriest person on earth.
聖經就講到神一方面是很開恩的,很恩慈的,但另一方面到了一個極點的時候,他的憤怒比起世界上任何一個最火爆的人都還要火爆。
The burning anger of God will come upon a type of persons.
神的憤怒會臨到某一些人。
They're called the sons of disobedience.
他們這些人叫做悖逆之子。
In modern Chinese, we say that the people who have a character of being rebellious, disobedient.
悖逆之子的意思就是說,這些人經常有傾向去反叛。
Here we see a clue why God will exclude some people from His kingdom.
從這裡我們得到少許的線索,為什麼神會將某一些人拒於門外呢?
Like I said, the reason for exclusion will not be over one wrongful act or a number of wrongful acts.
被神拒於門外,不是因為我們犯了一次罪,幾次的罪。
Because the expression sons of disobedience is describing an inner attitude.
因為悖逆之子,其實在描寫一個人裡面的心態。
And that inner attitude is the root of wrongful behavior.
而這個心態就是做錯事犯罪的一個根的問題。
The reason for someone who stubbornly, willfully, continuously do wrong is because something wrong with his or her attitude.
一個人不斷的很頑固地要去反叛犯罪的話,是因為他裡面的心態出現了問題。
The contrary is also true.
相反都是真的。
Although someone has done wrong before,
即使有人以前犯過錯,
maybe very very wrong,
可能犯得很錯,
but if the person's attitude is supple and willing to change,
但假如一個人的內心,那個人是心軟的, 願意改的話,
given the opportunity,
假如給他一個機會,
such person will change.
這種人是會改的。
So the Bible is more concerned about inner attitude than outward acts.
所以圣经是关心人的内心的心态多过人的外表的行为。
Not that outward acts are unimportant.
就不是说我们行为不重要。
But I am saying the attitude inside is even more important than outward acts.
我是说我们人的心态里面的心态比起外在的行为更重要。
I'd like to take you to the chapter 2 of Ephesians to see a further description of the sons of disobedience.
我们再回去以弗所书的第二章看清楚这个叛逆之子的特征是什么。
And we will read verses 1 to 3.
以弗所书第二章。
And you, that is Christians in the church, you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them, we Christians also all formerly lived in the lusts of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest of mankind.
第一至第三节，你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的灵。我们从前也都在他们中间，放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
The passage here is a description of Christians in the church.
这段圣经呢，其实是描写一些已经在教会里面的人。
It is saying, you Christians in the church, in the past, you were dead in your trespasses and sins.
这里说的呢，已经在教会的人呢，你们过往啊，是死在过犯罪恶之中。
What does it mean, dead?
死是什么意思？
The word dead means,Such people were unable to contact God.
死的意思不是说肉身死了，他们不能接触到神。
It talks about a past life of trespasses and sins.
这里呢，讲紧过去这个人呢，犯罪的生活。
The end of verse 2, we see the terms the sons of disobedience.
第二节的尾呢，我们又再看到这个字悖逆之子。
And this is the same term we read in Ephesians chapter 5.
就是刚才第五章我们见到的同一个字。
And we see here one characteristic of the sons of disobedience.
这里看到悖逆之子的其中一个特点。
We see that in verse 3.
第三节那里。
And that is, we used to indulge in the desires of the flesh and of the mind.
就是说呢，我们从前呢，是会随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行。
Whatever our mood, whatever our feeling wanted, we follow them.
无论我们的情绪是怎样，我们的感觉是怎样，我们跟着我们的感觉情绪。
Whatever our desires wanted, we follow these desires.
不论我们心中喜好什么，我们就跟我们的喜好。
Whatever our mind and our heart wants to think about, good or bad things, we just think them.
不论我们的思想，我们的内心想想什么，我们就去想什么。
Such is a description of the sons of disobedience.
悖逆之子就是这样情况。
One even more horrifying characteristic of such people,
而其中一个更可怕的一个特点呢，就是
Verse 2 says, this is exactly the same character of evil spirits.
更可怕的是因为它的特点是跟邪灵呢是直情一样。
By evil spirit, it means the spirit that is rebellious against Yahweh God.
所谓邪灵的意思呢，就是一个反叛神的一个灵。
Let us turn to the book of 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 4.
彼得后书第一章。
Chapter 1 verse 4. For by these things God has granted to us His precious and magnificent promises, in order that by them you might become partakers of divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world because of lust.
第一章第四节，因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得到与神的性情有份。
We see here the very kind intention of Yahweh our Father.
从这段圣经我们看到 Yahweh 父神呢是对人那种的他的好意。
What is the will of God?
神的旨意是什么呢？
On the one hand, he wants humans to escape corruption due to lust and desires of the flesh.
一方面呢他是想希望人呢可以从情欲的腐败脱离出来。
It is a kind of corruption that is because of desires of the flesh.
这种腐败是怎样得来的呢？是因为人顺着的情欲而生活。
Our Father in heaven, he never thought to himself.
他从来都不想。
Oh, the times are changing. Oh, too many people are doing it now. And maybe I should just relax my standard a little bit.
他从来都不会说跟自己这样想，哦，这个社会一路变紧，我必须去迁就这个社会的变迁。
These things are bad and they corrupt people.
这些事情是坏事，会令到人腐败。
And corruption will contaminate God's universe.
而腐败是会污染神的国的。
His will for mankind is that humans will escape from corruption.
他对人的好意就是希望人会从这个败坏中脱离出来。
Come out of it. Don't be part of it.
脱离，不要有份。
Learn to be afraid of it.
要学下去害怕。
Don't go along with them.
不要跟着去做。
Come out, escape from it.
要逃脱，要脱离这些坏事。
That is God's will for you and for me.
这些是神对你和我的意思。
This is God's will for Liverpool.
这个就是神对利物浦的旨意。
This is God's will for England.
就是神对英国的旨意。
This is Yahweh's will for mankind.
就是亚维神对全人类的旨意。
His will is also that having escaped corruption, we might be sharers of his character.
而更好的是神的心意，除了脱离这个腐败之外，就更进一步与神的性情有份。
Because he wants so much for you to become like him, he will not exclude you from his kingdom over one or ten wrongful acts. He will help you.
因为他是非常希望你和我越来越似他，所以他不会因为你做错了一件事一次他就会将你拒于门外，他会帮助你的。
Let's rush on to 2 Peter, the same book, chapter 2, verse 12.
我们再看第二章十二节，二章十二节。
Chapter 2, verse 12. But these certain people, like unreasoning animals,born as creatures of instinct to be captured and killed, reviling where they have no knowledge, will in the destruction of those creatures also be destroyed.
第十二节咁讲，但这些人好像没有灵性，生来就是畜类，已被捉拿宰杀的。他们为绑所不晓得的事，正在败坏人的时候，自己必遭遇败坏。
Here the Bible describes some human beings like animals.
圣经咧就喺度描写紧有一类人咧，将佢描写成禽兽。
What kind of people are like animals?
边一类人系似禽兽咧
？People who only know how to live by instinct.
就系嗰啲只系懂得尽住个本能去生活嘅人。
But what does it mean?
咁係咩意思
？Just to follow the desires and the moods that are in the body，
就係咧順住呢個肉體嘅情緒啊、感覺啊。
In other words， such people know no self-control。
換句話講，呢一類人咧係冇自制力嘅。
Such people do not know how to develop the spiritual potential inside him。
呢一類人咧係唔懂得。去發揮神俾佢嘅內在嘅潛力。
And the end result of such type of people will be destruction.
而一類人嘅結局咧就係滅亡。
Let's read verse 17 to 22 before we conclude.
繼續咧睇第十七至廿二節。
I trouble all of the read in Chinese, please.
十七至廿二節，這些人是無水的井， 是狂风吹逼的雾气，有墨黑的幽暗为他们存留。他们说虚妄惊夸的大话，用肉身的情欲和邪淫的事引诱那些刚才脱离妄行的人。他们应许人得以自由，自己却作败坏的奴仆，因为人被谁制服，就是谁的奴仆。二十节，倘若他们因认识主救主耶稣基督，得以脱离世上的污秽，后来又在其中被缠住制服，他们末后的境况就比先前更不好了。他们晓得义路，竟背弃了传给他们的性命，倒不如不晓得为妙。俗语说得真不错，狗所吐的，他转过来又吃；猪所洗的，他又回到泥里去滚。这话在他们身上正合适。
Verse 12, which we studied a moment ago.
頭先我哋睇嘅十二節咧
，is a warning towards all humans.
就係對全人類嘅一個警告。
Is a warning of love.
就係一個憑愛心發出嘅警告。
As long as we do not develop our spiritual potential, we are like animals.
就係當我哋唔去發展我哋內在嘅靈嗰方面嘅潛力咧，我哋就好似禽獸一樣。
But verse 17 to 22, is a dire warning for Christians, especially Christian teachers.
而十七節至到廿二節咧，其實係一個對基督徒嘅一個警告，尤其是聖經教師。
In verse 18 to 19, we see clues that the Bible is talking about Bible teachers in the church.
第十八同埋第十九節都俾我哋一啲線索啦，就係呢段説話咧係針對聖經教師嚟講嘅。
People who have escaped corruption and become believers，
有一啲人咧，佢脱離咗敗壞，就成咗信徒啦。
Such people have come and joined the church。
呢啲人咧就參加咗教會啦。
And they become teachers and leaders in the church。
後來咧成為教會嘅教師添。
But then later on, they again become controlled by corruption。
但是之后呢，他们又再一次呢被败坏来到制服了，
failing to overcome the desires of the flesh，
不能够克服肉体的情欲。
So they teach, but they themselves are unable to overcome the flesh，
所以他们就教导人，但他们自己呢却不能呢制服自己的情欲。
To such Christians, the Bible has a serious warning，
对于这些基督徒呢，圣经有好严厉嘅警告。
Don't be deceived。
圣经会警告呢一类人咧，唔好自欺啊。
God is not mocked。
神咧系轻慢不得的。
What a person sows, this he will reap。
人种什么就会收什么。
And the later condition of such a person will be much worse than before he became a Christian。
而呢一个人最后嘅境况咧，比起先前佢仲未做基督徒之前咧，系更不好。
I really appreciate your question.
当你听了圣经的教导之后，你有问题你不明白而发出疑问，我很多谢你。
I always take your questions seriously.
我听到你提问的，我都会很认真地去对待。
Yahweh will not exclude a human from his kingdom over isolated wrongful acts.
神呢是不会因为我们犯了一次某一样的罪呢，就将我们拒于门外。
He wants to include humans in his kingdom.
他希望每一个人都可以入到天国。
He doesn't want to exclude anyone.
他不想去拒绝人。
He wants to help us become worthy of his kingdom.
他想帮助我们配得进入神的国。
But if a person excludes God from his life,
但是假如一个人将神拒于他的生活的门外呢，
then such person will have no inheritance in God's kingdom.
那这个人呢，就在天国就没份。
My dear friends, as we study the Bible teaching on sex from week to week, and what the Bible says about sex,
当我们在逐个礼拜这样去学圣经关于性的事情的教导，
Do not lose sight of Yahweh's kind intentions.
我们千万不要忘记神的好意。
Do not lose sight of the amazing love of the man Jesus.
不要忘记人子耶稣奇妙的爱。
But understand that the battle between the spirit and the flesh is very intense.
我哋要明白就係肉體同埋靈嗰個爭戰咧係非常大嘅。
This is true for any person.
任何一個人都係一樣。
The battle between evil and good is a very, very hard one.
善同惡嘅之間嘅爭鬥咧係一場硬戰嚟嘅。
And living in our modern society today,
我哋喺現今嘅現代嘅社會生活。
The Bible tells you.Don't be deceived.
聖經話俾我哋聽，唔好自欺。
What you do, you will reap.
你種什麼就會收什麼。
You do bad things, you reap destruction.
你做壞事咩？結局就係毀滅。
But if you learn to walk by the Spirit of God, in the end, you will reap eternal life.
假如你係學習順住神嘅靈去生活咧。結果你就會有永生。
And why do we come together from week to week?
點解我哋每個禮拜都咁樣聚集啊？
To encourage one another.
就是彼此鼓勵,
to learn of God.
就是向神學習,
to become like Him.
好, 學祂一樣, 好像祂一樣。
Let us pray.
我們一起祈禱。